Bloomington's new deputy city manager, Billy Tyus, says the challenges he helped navigate in Decatur have prepared him for his new job here. Tyus tells GLT's Eric Stock why he walked away from a chance to become city manager in his hometown to take the same job he had in a city where he worked for 18 years.
It's a bit different coming to work at a different place, but it's been, and we're excited about it, absolutely. The staff has been great, very welcoming, have been helping myself and my family with you know, bigger issues, but also the small, the seemingly small. And so it's been a good 2 days. And like I said, we're excited about both the organization and also the community. It's a place that we visit regularly, just as a family anyway. And we've been familiar with the Bloomington community for a while now.
And you were the interim city manager in Decatur after
yes.
Tim Gleason had left to come to Bloomington. Now, presumably, you would have been high on the list of potential successors there in the city where you grew up.
And
yet you're here.
I am. A couple of things. One, my wife and myself had discussed relocating for the past couple of years. We remained in Decatur in large part because we liked some of the things that were happening under the leadership of Tim Gleason. And so when he left, things sort of changed, and you know, we started to revisit the thought and idea of relocating. So it's been something that we've been considering for a while now. Never in a million years did I think that I would get the opportunity to come to Bloomington Normal, and again, a community that we really, really like a lot and have for a while now, and also to work for Tim Gleason again. So it was like the stars aligned, for lack of a better way to say it, and it was a perfect opportunity, I feel, for myself and my family.
Now, Gleason had said that he was surprised that you had applied for this job, figuring that your next step would be a city manager somewhere.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's a perfect opportunity for us. It's a move from a community that, like I said, we've been in for our entire lives. So it's a good step for us, first of all. But it's also, more importantly, you know, it's a great community. It's a place throughout that's regularly recognized throughout the state as a premier place to live and raise a family. Pair that with the fact that I again get to work for Mr. Gleason, and you know, the fact that this is a great organization, and it seemed like the perfect fit for us. Again, it's as though this opportunity showed up especially for us. I appreciate him thinking that our next step would be for city manager, but again, this is really, really good for us, and we're excited about coming here and raising a family.
So the common question of taking on a new job, what do you do in the first day? You've had your first day in the books, so what's first on the agenda to get acclimated in the new city?
Absolutely. Well, a couple of things. Obviously, they're the obvious organizational HR-related things that you have to do, everything from, you know, paperwork and payroll and things. Getting acclimated to the facilities and the buildings. It's another thing that I'm doing. You know, I really want to get out. Something that's important to me is to get out and meet both the community, but also the our team members. You know, I come in the door with an open mind and open thoughts about both, you know, the positives and maybe the issues that we have to work on. I don't come in with any preconceived notions. And it's important to me to get out and listen to folks, both staff and also the community.
What is your sense for what the city does need to work on, or is still keeping ears open for what those are?
Yeah, I do think that it's important to keep your ears open to what those issues are. I would say that cities throughout the state and the country, you know, there's often a perception that, for example, Decatur and Bloomington are markedly different. And there are significant differences, but by the same token, you know, there are very similar issues that we all are dealing with. Things like infrastructure repairs, rising costs, and finding ways to deal with shrinking revenues. Things like that. Figuring out ways to you know, cover costs, again, in that situation. And so there are a lot of issues that are similar. And so hopefully my experience in dealing with some of those will help me in working with Tim and carrying out both his initiatives and directives and also those of the elected officials and continuing to move Bloomington forward.
And as we continue on Sound Ideas, I'm Eric Stock with Billy Tyus, who is the new deputy city manager in Bloomington. And you bring an outsider's perspective to the city coming from Decatur, where you were there for close to two decades. You know, the reputation that we've heard at City Hall over the past decade or so, the council is very deliberate. Things tend to move slowly, sometimes not at all. The council is perhaps still a little gun-shy after the issue with the Coliseum and the funding over that. What's your perspective of the city and how government functions here based on your view from about an hour south of here?
I think it's important that elected officials in making decisions, you know, consider all the issues that could be associated with a particular item or an issue. I think when you're dealing with the management of taxpayer dollars, it's important to be deliberate, frankly, in order to make sure that you're making the right decision as it relates to the expenditure of those dollars. Having said that, again, I don't want to form an opinion or a perspective based on maybe things I've read or things that you reference. It's important for me, as in this position, to get in and hear from folks and listen and base how we go forward on those conversations, and so I don't really want to form an opinion based on things I've heard or seen.
Well, let's talk about your passions. Sure. And the things that you worked on in Decatur. And talking to Tim Gleason, he had referenced economic development, generally, specifically, downtown redevelopment were passions of yours. Any examples of the things that you've done in Decatur that could be transferable here to Bloomington or other perspectives to help in those areas? Sure. Here?
Well, the first thing I would like to say is I know that we've got a team in place here that has done a lot of work related to downtown development and some of the other issues that will come before. For us. I don't think that any two communities are exactly the same. And while I do think my experience can be helpful here and will be helpful here, I don't want to assume that there's a cookie cutter, one size fits all sort of way to do things. Having said that, I am very, very proud of the downtown work that we did in Decatur. I would say, honestly, having grown up in Decatur, I know that the downtown we have today is nothing like what it was like 5 to 7 years ago. During that period, businesses were closing, and it wasn't a pretty place. I mean, there was infrastructure needs that were necessary. There were other things that needed to happen. Fast forward to today, and downtown Decatur is expanding. Their business is being added seemingly by the month. On certain days, you can't find parking spaces because the businesses are occupied. And what had happened is that we implemented a $14 million downtown streetscape program that brought the city government did. That brought a new look and feel and energy and excitement to downtown. We invested in new streets. We invested in new sidewalks. We invested in new landscaping and recreational opportunities. And I believe that that was very helpful in helping to bring businesses downtown, everything from new retail and restaurant to new corporate partners. You know, Archer Daniels Midland is one of the city's largest employers, and they have relocated nearly 1,000 employees to the downtown area. And they have said, they and other companies have said, a large reason for why they chose to locate in the downtown area was because of that work that was done. So I don't want to suggest that that's a magic sort of solution to anything. You know, our downtowns are different. We have a different character. But I know that there are ways to assist in the growth and the development of our downtown. And I'm excited about working on things like that with our team.
Well, in looking at the city of Decatur, you said you'd worked there for 18 years, and I think that takes us back to what was a pretty tough time for the city.
Absolutely.
The Bridgestone Firestone plant closed, a major employer. There was a school brawl that got national attention. It raised a lot of racial tensions in that city. Schools were closing, an outward migration out of the city. What was the mood in the city then at the time when you stepped in, and how do you feel that has changed from there to now, and what role you and the city have helped play to change that?
That's a good question, actually. There are a couple of things. One, those were all things that hit us pretty hard, frankly. I will definitely acknowledge that. The thing that I always say is that I think that in a lot of cases, the outside perception of what was actually happening in our community was a lot worse than what was actually happening. So for example, for sure, you don't want to lose a Bridgestone Firestone. You don't want to see the national attention that we got related to the fight at the school. You don't want those things. But by the same token, there were also other things happening that I believe have led to the Decatur that we see today. So, for example, Decatur is a city that builds things. They always will be. They always have been. But they're also almost 70% services-based. And so we have been transitioning the economy there so that when you have situations that maybe a facility closes, you're not hit as hard. There are two major hospitals there. I keep saying we because I was there for forever. Two major hospitals there. Caterpillar has added 1,000 jobs there. Like I said, our healthcare facilities are growing. And so I believe that the city during this period, in partnership with community partners, worked hard to really to weather those storms. And I think that the Decatur of today is you wouldn't recognize it necessarily from what it was in the past. And so and I think that a lot of that had to do with the partnerships that exist in that community.
And we're visiting with new Bloomington Deputy City Manager Billy Tyus as he starts a new job this week. So what do you want the residents of the city of Bloomington to know first and foremost about you?
Hopefully that there's a feeling that I am accessible. I am. I come in the door realizing that it is my job to carry out the wishes and the initiatives of the city manager and the elected officials here and the needs of the Bloomington community. You know, it's important as a government, in my opinion, to not assume that we know necessarily what is best and that we hear from the people in this community, that we are transparent in the work that we do. We are transparent in you know, our operations. And we hear from the public in order to decide what it is that we want to see in this community. It's their community. We're here to carry out their wishes and needs and desires. And so hopefully that is how I come across to the people of this community, because that is who I am. And again, I keep using the word excited. I'm ecstatic about this opportunity.
And lastly, are you going to offer any sort of olive branch to Decatur? Because first, Bloomington takes their city manager, and then they take their long-serving deputy city manager in about 6 months' time.
You know, Decatur was very, very good to me. Decatur helped me to prepare for this opportunity. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I am, you know, I don't end up here if it's not for the love and the support that Decatur has given me over the course of my life. My family's still there. I will be there a lot. My mom's still there. And so, you know, I just want to offer thanks more than anything else to the Decatur community for all that they've done for me.
That's Bloomington Deputy City Manager Billy Tyus with GLT's Eric Stock. The city is hosting a meet and greet for Tyus at City Hall this afternoon from 5 to 6, just before the City Council meeting.